Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're the nickel-sized hail and the damaging winds. We rolled over New York. They ain't ever gonna let us back in. Well, we blew out the lights. We kicked the window. Showed up, said they're gonna have to take us in. They're all scared of my music. They're terrified of my friends. They all run and take cover like a big storm's coming in.
Well,
better lock up your liquor.
This is not how today was supposed to go. There was no way to foresee this happening. Unless you were an assistant producer of the Midday Show, and then you told management exactly what was going to happen. They told you, no, you're crazy for a week and a half. And then it happened. Welcome, everybody, to Chad Dukes versus the World. Thank you for tuning in today. I am not at Nationals Park. I am live from the Air Studio, H/T, to Chris Kinard for that. That was the only move to make after what happened here at the top. And this is going to be a fun beginning to the show because J-Rod was already nervous when I was asking who somebody's name was. So I know that he's on pins and needles. So it's going to be a rough one for him because this is what we call talk radio. This isn't giving the traffic and the weather, and I know that's what he'd rather be doing. So here's how this went today. I am supposed to be broadcasting live from Nationals Park right now because it is supposed to be 106.7, the fan night. What's hilarious about that is if you go on the website, what it says tonight is swim night. It's swim night, everybody. Swimming. I don't know what that means. So about a week ago, my boss came to me and said, hey, look, everyone else has thrown out the first pitch here at the radio station. We need you to throw out the first pitch. Now, I was reluctant, but I'm a team player, and quite frankly, it's a bit of an honor. Agreed to do so. Fine. Cool. No problem. As this is happening, I'm in the other studio where the Fruitcake Emporium normally hangs out. Tom Daly comes strolling in, and he's always sunshine and rainbows, and he says, hey, Dukes, how are you throwing out the first pitch when it's swim night? And I said, well, Tommy, swim night can't be a big deal. Why would anyone go to swim night? That's stupid. Oh, because Katie Ledecky's going to be at swim night. You know, the second most famous swimmer in the world, probably behind Michael Phelps. Is there another more famous swimmer? Isn't Katie Ledecky BFFs with Bryce Harper? Right? Katie Ledecky's going to be at Nationals Park. So Tom tells me this. And I say, well, hey, dude, how am I going to be throwing out the first pitch if they're paying Katie Ledecky to be in Nationals Park? Or somebody's paying Katie Ledecky to be in Nationals Park. She's not there out of, for charity's sake, I assume. That's a big get. Of course you'd want Katie Ledecky to throw out the first pitch. So Tom comes in and says, how's Dukes going to do this? And then, of course, what we get is, oh, no, that's bull-ass. It's not swim night. Nope, nope, nope. There's absolutely no chance. Dukes throwing out the first pitch. Dukes throwing out the first pitch. Dukes throwing out the first pitch. But if you go to the website, it's sitting right there. Katie Ledecky's going to be there. So then logically, that would stipulate that, well, who's more famous? Me or Katie Ledecky? Let's go ahead and look at Twitter. Let's look at Twitter. All right? Let me pull up Chad Dukes' Twitter, at Chad Dukes. 62,000 followers. 62,000 followers. It's pretty good, right? It's not bad. It's more than your average schmuck. But who it isn't as much as is an Olympic champion, a hero. 2012, 2016 Olympic swimmer, five-time gold medalist. She's the Booker T of female swimming. She has 157,000 Twitter followers. Guess what her last tweet is? Who's excited for National Swim Night? How did Tom Daley put this together and nobody else could? Nobody. So, driving in, getting a little nervous because over the past week, I've had people telling me I got to get up on the toe of the rubber. Grant Paulson comes in and says, you know what, Dukes? I threw it from second base, rifled it in there, 130 miles an hour. Did I tell you how much more credible in the industry I am than you? Plus, I'm 14 years younger. And I was like, thank you, Grant. None of this helps me. I love Grant. He was actually very helpful. But Grant got up on the rubber, and he rifles the ball in. I was there. He did a great job. And I'm saying, oh, Christ, if I go out there and I stand in front of the mound, I'm never going to live it down. Never. So last night, I'm standing on top of milk crates. I don't have a pitcher's mound. I'm in my living room stacking up phone books and saying, well, I guess it's going to be like this, right? Except, I don't know, there might be 50 people there. So I'm practicing. I'm practicing throwing the baseball. And I'm like, let's be honest with ourselves here. When you throw out a first pitch, nothing good can happen. Nothing. If I went out there and I threw a four-seamer right down the middle, 88 miles an hour, then what? They drop Summer Rae down on the home plate and we have coitus? No. I walk back off the field. That's it. Nobody's ever going to come over and compliment you. That's not the way this business works. So I'm sitting here and I'm realizing that to throw out the first pitch, you have to acknowledge that the best you can do is not completely and horrifically embarrass yourself, right? Like that's the only thing that you can hope to do by doing it. You can't look like Gary Delabate. You can't look like John Wall or Chris Rock or any of these other guys that went up there. By the way, try to find Chris Rock's first pitch. He has somehow scrubbed it from the internet. I don't know how he's done it. Very rich and powerful. It's nerve-wracking, but I'm trying to get myself ginned up for it. I'm trying to say, look, this is an honor. How many people? This is a big league ballpark. This is a major league baseball team standing on a mound and throwing a first pitch. Stop being a curmudgeon. Be a human being for once in your life. For once in your life, be a human. Realize this is good, not bad, stupid. I'm having all these conversations. Get in the truck today, get up nice and early, heading in, rain, car accidents, phone goes off. Bling! Dukes, the Nationals just informed me Katie Ledecky will be throwing out the first pitch and you will be throwing out the first pitch with her. FYI. Close quote. That's from my boss. I'll read you my response. I'll read you the text back to One Men's Giner. I will not be doing that. This was called last week. I'm actually pissed you would be okay with it being suggested. Close quote. Imagine. Let's set the scene. Olympic hero, beloved, never said a crass word about anybody. Katie Ledecky sitting up there, just spinning all of her gold medals around on her fingers, right? She's got so many gold medals that she's in danger of helicoptering off the mound. Then here comes the ogre. Here comes Shrek. Where's Fiona? Because he's hobbling in from the sidelines with his 260-pound, 40-inch waisted ass. You know, the guy that curses and belches into the microphone and is misogynistic and racist and sexist and had the big write-up in Deadspin where blue shorts did him dirty while he was on vacation. You know that guy. The one that all the Nationals fans hate. The one that all the Junkies fans hate. The one that has this job because he went to high school with the program director. You know that guy. The one that's owned a business in the city of Fairfax, and the city of Fairfax has never once acknowledged it because he's such a pariah. The one that's been stuck. Well, every single other person that's ever spoken to a microphone or written a line in Washington, D.C. is now nationally syndicated or writes for National Periodical. That guy, because there's budget constraints, he's got 4.5 hours. There's the guy. So that guy walks out onto the field. The guy that makes the dirty jokes. The guy that everybody knows is going to be fired within the next 6 months. We all know it. I've got to go. That guy has got to go out there with his big fat gut and his man teats and his jowls and the pack of hot dogs on the back of his head. And he's going to stand next to the Olympic hero, and they're going to say over the loudspeaker, here's Missy Olympic face, and here's the ghoul who you would never want dating your daughter. How do you think that reaction would have gone? How do you think the response from the crowd would have been? That was the plan. But luckily, I won't allow that to happen. There's no way that was ever going to happen. I won't allow it. So I declined. Now, of course, there's a back and forth now. The Nationals are saying it's our fault. We're saying it's the Nationals' fault. I don't know whose fault it is. Here's what I know. Asking me to go out on swim night when you've brought in the Olympic champ is a slap in the face. I'm not saying that I have any credibility in this market. I clearly don't. AJ Ataye gets more camera time than I do. What type of a bizarro world do we live in? That guy's on television as much as Leave It to Beaver reruns. And I can't crack a camera to save my life. I'm looking at 75 different cameras. This studio that I do the show in, wired for television, they would rather die than turn those cameras on when I'm on the air. Die! They've got no programming. They'd rather leave the cameras off. Imagine. So, that's where we're at. I understand my pecking order. It goes Junkies, Grant and Danny, Mark Gray, Chad Dukes. That's where it goes. And whenever CK decides to hire the next batch of 980 castoffs, because that's coming soon, I'm sure. I know where I stand. And I'm cool with it. I'm fine with it. I have a niche. So it's not ego when I say it's a slap in the face. It would be the slap in the face that Quasimodo. If I lived under a bridge, you would be a slap in the face to me. A homeless guy off the street. You're not going to stack up to that. Nobody could stack up to that. Now, they're trying to say it was a sponsor. Well, you guys agreed to have a sponsored night. Miller Coors presents 106.7 The Fan Night. You think I would care if the president of InBev was out there and I'm throwing the pitch out with that guy? No, I would not care about that. Who's the dead lottery guy? I would throw the first pitch out with that guy. Perfectly fine. Got no ego about that. I can share the mound. I can't do it in a culture where women are viewed as superheroes simply because they don't have a... I can't do it in this culture knowing what my reputation is. I'm going to get booed. It's a gong show, man. It's a gong show. And the timing was miraculous. It was 1:15 I'm learning about this. 1:15. Completely unprofessional. Now, maybe you say, Dukes, this is unprofessional. You're right. But I don't traipse around claiming to be professional. I don't traipse around claiming to be an expert or an analyst or anything other than I am. I'm a blowhard. Every once in a while, I can get out a few waka wakas. I'm good at a live read. Those are my strengths. Live reads. Now, you ask the salespeople here, you can cross the stream, sponsored or tackling the East or anything else. Bridge too far. But if we can bamboozle these poor sponsors into thinking that you reading it into the microphone during the segment is good, we'll sell those all day long. And Dukes, you're good at that, so you get to earn your keep. That's fine. Signed up for all of that. Got no problem with it. But what I will not do is in 2018, go stand next to Katie Ledecky and try to be an equal with her. It is not going to happen. You will not have that video. You will not have that audio. That will not be discussed. And God bless her. I got no problem with her whatsoever. She should go throughout the first pitch. If I were her, I'd go throughout the first pitch. Sounds pretty cool. I don't even blame the Nationals for wanting her to throw out the first pitch. They should. How many Major League Baseball teams are there? See, I should know that. I don't. What are there, 32, 50, 100? They all should be bringing in Katie Ledecky. Smart business. But what you don't do is you don't take the afternoon drive host, for as long as that title applies to me, from your flagship station and then do him dirty the way that you tried to do today. You don't do that. That's unprofessional. All right. I think I got it all out. It's a lot of poison. Thank you, J-Rod. I know you don't mean that, J-Rod. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're fine. And if I'm being completely candid and honest, there was a bit of an insult from CK when he first ran it up the flagpole to see if I was okay with it. But after that, you guys responded accordingly, and you saw what a disaster this was, and we made the right call. And that's why we're going 4.5 hours of football right here on Chad Dukes versus the world. Get your spring training tickets ready, because we're going all football all the time, baby. You know why? Ratings. That's what I'm all about. Ratings and revenue. You know, the Redskins treat me like garbage too, but they don't pretend like they don't, right? Like they're like, we don't care about you and we hope you die. Cool, thank you. Awesome. Awesome. They don't say, hey, Dukes, we want you to come hold the kickoff. And, oh, by the way, here's a guy that stepped on a landmine in Iraq, and we're going to walk you out there with him, too. You guys are going to be together. No, they don't do that, because that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? They just say, please die. Okay, all right, awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyway, enjoy swim night. Go out and see the Nationals. They're playing somebody. All right. And good luck to Katie Ledecky. I've seen many videos of her throwing out first pitches. She apparently is very good at it. Oh, and Eric Bickle follows her on Twitter. What's that live read you need me to do, Landfill? Ah, MyPillow. I can do that. MyPillow.com, baby. Yeah.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.